Joining us right now from the tunnel, the head coach of the BSU Beavers, Jim Scanlon. Jim, congratulations on your first win of the season.
Can you hear me?
Yep, I sure can.
Thanks,
you hear
coach.
Me? Yep.
Yes, I apologize.
No, no
first
worries.
Game.
It's okay.
First
no.
game, but no, thank you very much.
No worries. Talk a little bit about, I talked to Whitney Wavoda during that first intermission. I asked her, I could tell that the speed of the game wasn't exactly what your team wanted. Obviously, you guys haven't practiced much here at all at the Sanford Center this season, the city rink. How different is it from that rink to this rink, getting used to the pace?
Well, I'm not so much sure it's the ice. I mean, obviously, this is a beautiful facility in terms of just the size and the scope of it. So it's always going to be a little different. But I just thought we were just a little tight, a little nervous, just first game jitters. You know, we didn't handle the puck real well. A lot of our passing wasn't exactly tape to tape. But, you know, they worked hard. And that's, you know, I said, we just got to keep battling, keep working. The jitters will go, and we'll just get back into the flow of the game. And I thought we had a much better second period. I think if not for their goalie, it certainly could have been a different score.
Again, your penalty kill spot on tonight, as it was all season last year. And, of course, now a power play goal to start things off for Stephanie Anderson. Special teams look good tonight.
They did, and that's certainly always going to be important, Kelly. You know that. You know, it's one of Coach Peters' old rules is if you could be plus one on the special teams, then you know that was certainly going to help your overall situation. And that was the case tonight. You know, we got a power play goal. We held them off the score sheet, although they did score at the tail end of a power play. But nonetheless, that power play goal turned out to be the game winner.
I know on the pregame show you mentioned Riley Fawcett, how you were impressed. You thought this is going to be a breakout season for her. That line looked really good tonight with Thibodeau and Nelson on her wings. She had 5 shots on goal tonight, Riley did.
Yeah, they had a real strong game. I thought that line certainly could have been rewarded for their efforts. I thought, you know, there are times when I thought if we could have made a better play in the offensive zone. Again, just they worked hard. They were hunting pucks hard. They got to the net. They were crashing the net, and they just created a lot of havoc. And it was fun to watch them play.
You got 3 freshmen in there tonight. How do you think they did?
You know what? I thought they all did pretty well. I thought Emily Berglund got stronger as the game went on. I thought she had a real strong third period for us, and that line had a couple of key shifts. I thought both the defense did a nice job. You know, certainly it's a big moment for both of them in terms of playing at this level and playing their first college game. But I thought both of them handled it pretty well.
Going back to Stephanie Anderson's power play goal, from your angle, you probably didn't see what I saw. I was on the opposite side of the ice, but it didn't look like Steph had a lot to shoot at. How she squeaked it by her. She's just got a wicked, wicked eye for those kind of shots, doesn't she?
Oh, she does. But I think the key was Lauren Miller, completely took the goalie's eyes away. You know, obviously she didn't see it. And if you don't see it, it's certainly going to be harder to stop. And when you combine that with how hard Steph shoots the puck, that was just a great play by Lauren.
Well, not only that, but watching the review, because I can see it to my left, they reviewed that goal, and I was watching what obviously the refs were looking at to see if she had interfered with the goalie. She was nowhere near. There was a little bit of pushing and shoving between her and a Colonial player, but what a smart play by Lauren to know where her back of her skates were to keep away from the goalie on that play.
Yeah, I asked her, when I saw the referees going inside, I knew that's what they were looking at, and I asked her, I said, were you in the crease? She said no. She said no. So, all right, sounds good to me.
There was another review there late in that second period. I know you were probably hoping it was a goal, but which player, was it a player that mentioned it to you that, hey, coach, this possibly could have been a goal?
No, I saw it. I saw Steph went hard to the net, and she tried to get the puck to the net, and it looked like it hit the post and then rolled right along the goal line. And I just couldn't tell from my vantage point. And at first they said I was going to have to call a timeout, but then the one referee overruled the other and said he had a question about it, so that's why they went ahead and looked at it, and they came back and said it hit the post and rolled across the goal line, never went over.
Again, you get great play by a couple of defensemen tonight. Alexis Joyce with 2 points, Ivana Bilic with the assist. Of course, AJ getting the Beavers on the board to get things rolling. Nice to see your defensive core getting in on the offensive side of things.
Yeah, it is. That's going to be real important for us going forward too. We it's a, as you know, Kelly, it's a real challenge scoring in this league, and if we can get our defense involved in the offensive zone, that's certainly going to help. And those two for sure are capable of doing it. But I thought Madison Hutchinson had a couple of real quality chances, and Lisa Lady made a couple nice plays. So that's part of our game that we definitely want to get better at. So it was nice to see him put some points on the board.
Got to give a credit to the goaltender for the Colonials. Jessica Dodd looked really good against your team. Obviously, they've got another day here and, of course, have a good night's sleep ahead of them. What do you expect to see out of them tomorrow?
Well, I'm sure it'll be it's a lot like we saw tonight. You know, they certainly they're a hardworking team. They're very well coached. They make it hard. I mean, they're gonna battle. They're gonna do whatever they can to keep us away from the net. I certainly thought their goalie was their best player. I thought she played really, really well for them, and gave an opportunity. I mean, it was a 2-1 game right till the end there. So that's if you're in a situation like that, a visiting team, you'll take that anytime.
Coach, congratulations on your first win. Let's go get another one tomorrow.
Thanks, Kelly. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Head coach Jim Scanlon joining us here in our Paul Bunyan Communications post-game show.